California Attorney General Rob Bonta is one of 23 state attorneys general suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This comes as USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins indefinitely suspended SNAP benefits. AG Bonta says this suspension of benefits is a reversal of what the USDA had told states at the beginning of October. A letter had been sent at the start of the government shutdown telling states their SNAP would be unaffected, but days later, that was reversed. The SNAP website blames Senate Democrats for the suspension of benefits. The website says, quote, "the well has run dry," end quote, in regards to benefits. Bonta disputes that.
That's the well that is supposedly dry. We know that's absolutely false, that the well has run dry. That claim is wrong. It's a lie. The well has up to $6 billion ready to be tapped into. Trump and his administration are willing to put more than 41 million Americans at risk of hunger, at risk of food insecurity, at risk of malnutrition, if it gives them a new play in their twisted political game. They are playing politics while Americans go hungry.
Over 41 million people participate in SNAP nationally, with 5.5 million in California. 62% of participants are families with children, and 37% are in families with seniors or people with disabilities. Historically, SNAP benefits have never been interrupted by government shutdowns due to the contingency funds. Bonta calls the Trump administration's refusal to tap the contingency fund cruel and says the administration does not care.
Trump and Rollins have made it clear that the millions of families who rely on our government for food assistance are not a priority. Kids who will be more focused on their grumbling bellies than what they're learning in school aren't a priority. Seniors, individuals with disabilities, and veterans, not a priority. Ending this government shutdown isn't a priority. Trump has made clear he's more focused on tearing down a historic building to build himself a gold-laden ballroom for lavish parties than ensuring American families can put dinner on the table.
Governor Gavin Newsom says that he is not shocked by this. No Republican attorneys general or governors are involved in this lawsuit. He called the suspension of SNAP benefits right now a look into the future, as the big, beautiful bill Republicans passed will cut these benefits for 10 years. Newsom also described the measures being taken by California to help those in need.
We fast-tracked the distribution of $80 million. Just last week, we had 397 members of Cal Volunteers that were sent out to support food banks across the state of California. Hundreds more will be deployed as needed. And we also called up the National Guard, 35 National Guard men and women. And I hope you saw some videos and some photos. Proud to be there. Proud to be the good guys.
5.5 million Californians and 41 million Americans will be affected by the suspension of SNAP benefits in November, ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The holidays are the busiest time for food banks. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.